W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Abby Large is an SVP with Lennox Advisors. She's been named to Forbes top financial professionals. She's passionate about helping families navigate tough financial circumstances. Welcome to the show, Abby.
Thank you for having me, George.
Yeah, excited
Very
to have you on.
Here. Yeah.
For sure. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Gosh, okay. My personal life, I'm happily married, almost together 30 years. I have three children, twins that are 22 years old and off the payroll, living in Manhattan, having great jobs, very proud of them. And then I have a 16-year-old who is navigating being as successful as her older brother and sister. So that's been an interesting and wonderful ride. And we live in the East Coast, and I've lived on the East Coast for my entire life. And I do what I do. I actually fell into it 30 years ago, just like any other normal 26-year-old would. And I walked into the interview, and there was something about everybody that I spoke to. They were in charge of their own destiny. They were healthy. They were happy. And they just loved what they were doing. And I thought, I don't know what's happening here, but I want in. So I spent the next year just, you know, I was 26 years old and I wasn't married and have children. It was the perfect time to just grind. And I didn't have an option. My family sold their home on Long Island and they moved to Texas. And not that there's anything wrong with Texas, but I was a New York girl. And I didn't move with them. I had no money. I had no support. I had nothing. And I was referred to this place called the Cowan Financial Group. And the Cowan Financial Group turned eventually into Lennox Advisors, but with the same players there. We just sort of turned it into a more boutique-y kind of place. And when I first started there, there was a gentleman who got cancer, and he was ironically our disability specialist, right? So he would help and educate all the new producers on disability insurance, the importance of it, how to show it to people, et cetera. And this was my first year in the business, and I watched him wither. I watched him come to work every day with a cane and lose 100 pounds. And I watched his wife and him go through treatments and cling on to each other's love. And it just hit my core. And I just took off with this purpose of making sure that everybody protected their income because of an unforeseen illness or accident. It really hit me to the core, and it just became my why, like this passion, like everybody had to protect their income. And then as life took its course, years later, my father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And he was diagnosed and then died 3 months later. But in those 3 months, I got a real hard look at what my clients feel and go through. And money tears people apart. It can. It can just tear families apart. And so when I experienced all the products that I show people, like disability insurance, long-term care insurance, life insurance, you know, these were products that provide families tax-free dollars in the worst times of their life. And I did that for a long time, not really being in their shoes, but when I was in their shoes and the drama that my family could have had, had we not known that, hey, you don't need to worry about the money traveling back and forth from New York to Texas. You don't need to worry about the money with the 24/7 aides and the care and all of these things. And, you know, having that time with my dad and just realizing that the stress of the money was gone. And really all we focused on was love and family. And that time was invaluable to me. And it just hit a chord that I could never return back from, because I was in my client's shoes. And when you take the money conversation out of any family dynamic, that's powerful. And that's what I fight for. You know, it's interesting when I speak to my clients now, I said, does your significant other, the person you love that you're living with, do they know my number? Do they know who I am? And I just had a client pass away recently, and the wife called me, hysterical crying, telling me the news. And she said, he made sure that you were the first person I called should something happen to him. Wow. He said, you take care of me. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Because I believe really strongly that my job starts after the product has been put in place. That's when my job really starts. And I feel really strongly about that. And I don't think many people do that in my craft, in my industry, to take that level of care, to be really genuine, you know? And making sure that they understand what the feelings that are involved, the administration that goes into it, the people that they need to contact, all of these things are just, that's what I do. Like that's gives me much satisfaction that I'm the one that they call, you know, that they know that I'm going to take care of them. And I think that that's important in our business. And I think that's my why, you know, just hand-holding people.
Well, I think it's really powerful. Do you think that your career would be what it's been if not for experiencing the sales development or the trainer getting sick early on?
You know, it's interesting you ask that. I think what it has allowed me to do is be unapologetic about how I feel. Because I know that I'm fighting to protect those kids in the house from dealing with what is about to happen. You know, I'm the one and they won't know me, right? My work, those kids, when they get older, they'll have no idea who I am, but they will know what I did. And that's lasting. That's effective. And knowing that I've had that impact in a family's life and the kid's life, I mean, my husband, for example, he, not that this show is about him, but it's interesting. He was 17. His father passed away suddenly. He was recruited to go to West Point. At West Point, you're not allowed home for a year. So he had to decline it because he was an only child and it was just him and his mom. So he stayed home and he was trying to Stanford. He was an incredible athlete. He ran track and played football. He was an incredible athlete. He was being recruited everywhere. He went to Stanford. I'm sorry. Stanford wanted to make him an offer, but he couldn't get his SAT scores high enough. So he walked into the Penn State admissions office and they gave him a full ride. He had no money. Now, let me explain why this is important, because when his father died, his mother was the one that really made more money than the dad. But for some reason, this broker sold a life insurance policy to the dad and not the mom. And so when the dad died, they had no money.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So there's this mission about making sure that you're protecting the kids, because his life drastically changed, right? So he went to Penn State, he ran track, he was the captain of the Penn State track team, Division I, total stud. But at the same time, like, it's weird, because if his father didn't pass, he wouldn't be where he is. He wouldn't have the family he has. So everything happens for a reason, clearly. But there's this mission, there's this purpose, there's this why of why this is so important. So we both have that passion to make sure that we're doing the right thing for these families so that they don't endure the same thing.
So powerful. I remember when I started in the business and I would be told by a lot of the older folks, like, you're not in the business until you deliver a death claim.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Do you think that you can manufacture that feeling or that unapologetic nature that you approach the business with?
I think that that comes with experience. It comes with real life hitting you in the eyes, throwing you against the wall, and you being in the shoes of your clients, it turns any recommendation you make to a client that much more powerful, because you know what the outcome is. They don't. I do. And I know what that feels like. And it sucks. So if you can take money out of the equation, that's the mission. Just take that money, because money, I'm sorry, but it is a wonderful tool to take the drama away from families, because money can ruin families. In good ways and bad. I shouldn't say in good ways and bad, because there's no good way that it ruins a family. But my parents, my mother, my sister, they couldn't afford a lot of the things that we did for my dad. And the only reason why we were able to do it is because I knew that I was getting all the money back. Right. So I didn't mind spending all this money on travel and care, and it didn't matter, because I knew that I was getting the money back. So the money was just, it wasn't even a thought. It was just, do what you need to do to create an environment where there's love. And I think that makes a big difference with families.
Is that attainable to everybody? Obviously you need to be a grown up and have these kinds of conversations with somebody like you. But what about from a financial standpoint? Can any family afford this kind of protection?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. And when it's no, then we have to really do a deep dive and figure out how we can solve for this. What other programs are out there? What can we do? You know, it's interesting. I have a family member who's really didn't have a lot of money, but the wife was smart enough to realize that she should sign up for a long-term care policy that her work was offering her. And so she signed up, and I kid you not, had it not been for this long-term care policy, they would have completely depleted all of their assets. And the fact that they didn't gave them flexibility and options to do what they wanted to do with their lives rather than being forced into a situation, which I think is really important, because when you're sick and you're not doing well, the last thing you want to think about or stress about is the money. So money, I think it is it's a word that has so many definitions and feelings attached to it. So my job is to take that away. Take it away. So you could just focus on what's right. That makes sense?
It makes all the sense in the world. And I think you put it really, really wonderfully. It being able to remove money from the equation allows you to focus on what truly is important and what matters, and not having to make really, really tough decisions because you're so worried about what's the effect going to be, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, is this going to bankrupt us? And these are very real concerns and very real feelings. So to be able to take that off the table is everything.
Yeah, I think back to your question about the experiences that I had and being unapologetic, I think there's a certain level of authenticity in my voice, in my delivery, because I've actually been through it. And I think, and by the way, if people haven't been through it, someone else has. Mm-hmm. And if you have an empathetic bone in your body and you listen to the story, then you can take that story. But I think it's a tragedy to see a GoFundMe page. I hate when I see a GoFundMe page because it means that they didn't prepare, right? So I think preparing for these financial devastations is the utmost important. Before anything else, I think it's really important. And so that's what I fight for every day.
Your advice to people who are listening, they're like, oh, wow, everything that Abby said resonates with me. Do you just rip off the Band-Aid and have the conversation? Do you think about it?
That's a great question. I think like you, a lot of my conversations are just, I'm a deep listener. And I'd rather ask questions and listen rather than talk. I don't take notes. I'm like locked in. I have my assistant on my call so that she could take the notes because I want to be locked in to really getting under the hood and having a connection with someone so that they trust me and they know that I'm doing what's in their best interest, not mine. I mean, I work for free a lot. Mm-hmm. I do, you know, like people call and I'm not getting paid to do a lot of things, servicing contracts and servicing and answering questions and holding widows' hands and holding people's hands and taking them through the claims process. I don't know a lot of people that do that, but I feel like that is absolutely part of my job. And that's why this person bought this product, because I made them a promise that I would be there for them. When I say it's your significant other person that's living with you, do they know my number? Do they know me? Do they know if something happens to call me? And they're like, no, I never thought to ask. It's like, yes, I'm the person. And so it was really, it was full circle when this widow called me. I was literally her first call. That gave me a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Which you want.
To carry through what my client knew that I would carry through. Mm-hmm. So I think that's meaningful work.
Some could say it's some of the most meaningful work.
I think so.
Yeah. I love it.
So. I think so. Yeah.
Well, Abby, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Gosh, has it been 20 minutes already?
It has.
Felt like I could speak to you for another hour. They can reach me at my website, which is Lennox Advisors, lenoxadvisors.com, lenoxadvisors.com. Just put my name in the search bar and you'll find me. You can find me on LinkedIn. And you could also just email me at alarge@lenoxadvisors.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Abby your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to lenoxadvisors.com. That's L-E-N-O-X, advisors, A-D-V-I-S-O-R-S.com. And then search for Abby. It's A-B-B-E, large. And then you can find her on LinkedIn and also shoot her an email directly. Thanks again, yes. Abby.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.